A short time after the Roman Emperor Constantine not only allowed Christianity to be practiced, but also became a Christian himself and supported the church in various ways, there was a pope named Damasus I. He's a saint, and his feast is celebrated in December. But he was very devoted to the two martyrs whom the church honors today, Saints Peter and Marcellinus, whose names appear in Eucharistic Prayer No. 1. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and Pope Damasus, who was born shortly after the time that Peter and Marcellinus were martyred, said that he heard the details of their martyrdom from their executioner himself, that these early Christians were taken away from the city of Rome, forced to dig their own graves in a secluded spot, after which they were beheaded. In time, the Emperor Constantine built a church over their grave, and Pope Damasus encouraged their veneration. Why? Well, people of every time and place need examples to follow, heroes and heroines to look up to. That's what the martyrs are, courageous witnesses to the faith, people who showed that they were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice rather than to give up the faith that they believed would save them. By suffering and dying for Christ, the martyrs passed immediately into the eternal life Christ won on that cross. Here's the opening prayer from Mass today. O God, who surround us with protection through the glorious confession of the martyrs, Saints Marcellinus and Peter, grant that we may profit by imitating them and be upheld by their prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.